This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval called for decisive action against terrorism and has said there cannot be double standards in the fight against it. Addressing an international security forum in Russia, Mr. Doval said, responsible nations have to evaluate their choices and decide whether they support sponsors of terrorism or counter them with decisive action.
Terrorism constitutes as one of the most serious threats to international security, and he felt that this is something for which all international security experts must address this threat. It is an antithesis of everything that humanity stands for. India has been a victim of state-sponsored terrorism.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit the strategically significant and sensitive Harami Nala and Creek areas along the international border in Kutch on the second day of his Gujarat tour today. During the visit, he will review the security arrangements made by Border Security Force and discuss border security challenges with senior officials. The Home Minister will inaugurate Border Outpost G7 and interact with BSF personnel. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today paid tribute to United Nations peacekeepers serving across the world on the International Day of UN Peacekeepers. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar lauded the brave women and men serving under UN peacekeeping missions for their steadfast commitment to preserving global peace and security. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal engaged with over 50 business and industry leaders at the roundtable hosted by the Consulate General of India in New York in collaboration with the U.S.-India Strategic Partnership Forum. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said during the roundtable he highlighted India's strong growth story, reform-driven business environment and expanding opportunities for global investors under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He further discussed ways to deepen India-US trade, investment, innovation and supply chain partnerships for shared prosperity. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, the Vice President said the former Prime Minister was a visionary leader and a tireless advocate for farmers who dedicated his life to the welfare of the agrarian community and the upliftment of rural India. The Lok Sabha Speaker underlined that the entire life of the former Prime Minister was dedicated to the upliftment of the country's farmers, labourers and villages. Mr. Shah also noted that Bharat Ratna Chaudhary Charan Singh played a pivotal role in strengthening democratic values from the freedom struggle to the emergency period. The normal rail traffic to and from Jammu will be fully restored from May the 31st after more than 9 months with the completion of restoration work on Railway Bridge No. 17 located between Kathua and Madhupur rail section, which was severely damaged last year due to flash floods. Our correspondent reports that Jammu Railway Division has also decided to add additional coaches to the Jammu Tawi New Delhi Rajdhani Express and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra New Delhi Express in view of the extra rush of passengers and rising waiting list during the summer holidays. Benchmark domestic equity indices were displaying a mixed trend in the forenoon session today. The Sensex rose 36 points to 75,904, while the Nifty 50 dipped 25 points to 23,882 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT PAC, realty and media were leading the gains, while weakness was observed across oil and gas, metal and energy stocks. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted below normal rainfall over the country during the southwest monsoon season between June and September. Briefing the media on the second stage long-range forecast for monsoon season 2026 in New Delhi today, Secretary of the Ministry of Earth Sciences, Dr. M. Ravichandran, said the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall over the country is likely to be 90% of the long period on average, with a model error of plus minus 4%. He informed that during the season, rainfall is most likely to be normal over northeast India and below normal over central southern peninsular and northwest India. And with that, we end this news bulletin.